And welcome to the Sportscast, April 23rd, 2018. This is session number two, show number two of the day, NBA playoffs. Crazy things are happening. And Tyler Turner is on the line. Welcome to the Sportscast.
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. Big games this week. Let's start with the Celtics and the Bucks. The Bucks tied the series 2-2. They beat the Celtics 104 to 102. You think the Bucks still got this?
What do you mean they still got it?
I mean, do you think Milwaukee could take over the series?
Well, I mean, they've won the last two games. I think it was a close. It's the same series that I always thought it was. Boston has a plethora of injuries to their best players. Kyrie Irving, Marcus Smart, obviously Gordon Hayward's been out the whole year, and Milwaukee has all their people. I thought Milwaukee actually has the better players currently with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton, Jabari Parker, but then you had the great coaching of Brad Stevens for Boston, and he was able to win the first two games in Boston. He pretty much outcoached the other guy, and you know, the better talent won the last two games, and I think it's a pick'em series because of the injuries to Boston. So it's kind of going the way I thought it would.
For Boston, Jason Tatum had 21 points, Al Horford 13, Jaylen Brown 34, Terry Rozier 10, Marcus Morris 13, and for Milwaukee, Middleton had 23, the Greek Freak had 27, Brogdon had 10 and Jabari Parker had 16. Now, the Greek Freak is scoring amazing. He's scoring high points. Do you think the series is, you know, pretty much like the home teams are winning, but you don't think one of these teams will win away?
What do you mean?
I mean, so far, Boston has not won at Milwaukee. Milwaukee has not won in Boston. Do you think one of these two will break that that trend?
You know, it's such a pick'em series. I guess I still would go with the better. I picked Boston from the beginning. I think they're the better coach team. I think they win in seven. But it's really close. It could go either way. But I'm going to stick with who I picked in the first place. So I think ultimately Boston wins in seven. But it's a pretty much a 50-50 series.
It is a 50-50 series. I think I chose Milwaukee, so we'll see if they can pan out. But but I think the system is – we'll see. It's going to be a game-by-game scenario. Next series, Golden State Spurs. Spurs won 103-90, making the series 3-1. Do you think the Spurs has a slight chance of tying up the series?
With Warriors, no, they won their one game. They're gonna lose game five. not a chance. No, I mean, it's not a close series at all.
Durant had 34 points. Draymond Green had 9. Klay Thompson 12. Shawn Livingston 10. For San Antonio, Rudy Gay had 14. Aldridge had 22. Murray had 12. Ginobili 16, and Kyle Anderson 10. And I believe Popovich will not be present for Game 5. So this might be the last home game for the Spurs.
Yeah, definitely props to San Antonio come out playing that, you know, the fourth game at home and taking a victory. But that's all they're going to win. I mean, it's not really been that close a series other than the one victory. So, yeah, definitely five games. That one's going to be a goner. You can already wrap that one up in the old bag.
Golden State wins in five. It's too bad they couldn't wrap it up this past weekend, but sometimes some teams have better nights than others.
I mean, San Antonio is playing at home, and they, you know, they don't want to get swept, and they had a lot they were playing for, and, you know, playing for Pop after his wife had died, but they're just, the talent difference is just so drastic.
The next series, Raptors and Wizards are tied 2-2. Wizards defeated the Raptors 106-98. Do you still think Toronto can win this series?
Oh, of course they can win it. I think they're overall the better team. They haven't played very well, especially played very well the last two games. I still would pick Toronto, but and I still think they could win in six games, but they have been alarmingly they led the whole game like yesterday and lost again. Props to Washington for coming back, but I also think Toronto played really poorly in the second half. Toronto's better. They're a better team overall. Have the better roster, have the better bench, but they've lost two games. It's kind of one of those weird series. But you know, I think they ultimately win it. I actually think it's six games.
Six games, Toronto. Toronto, Valasonas had 11 points. DeRozan, 35. Kyle Lowry, 19. Jacob Polte had 10 points. The Wizards, Otto Porter Jr. had 12. Marcin Gortat had 12. Bradley Beal had 31. John Wall had 27. And Kelly Oubre Jr. had 10. It was good to see Gortat playing good.
Yeah, and obviously if you have John Wall and Bradley Beal score combined 58 points, that doesn't hurt. That's probably why they won that game. The two biggest stars played pretty well. And how much did DeRozan and Lowry have?
DeRozan had 35 points, and Lowry had 19.
If you think about it, the two best players, Lowry and DeRozan, had 54. Two best players for them had 58. So it was pretty close when it came to the stars, but obviously the role players played a little bit better. So,
are you a John Wall fan? Are you a John Wall fan?
A fan as far as do I like his game or is he a player I like or do I think he's good? Like
his game, fan for me. His game and his personality. I'm kidding.
He's all right. He's all right. He's an all-star. He's a terrific athlete, and he's one of the fastest players with the ball in the game. Never thought he was, kind of a streaky shooter. I don't think he will ever – I could always be wrong, but I don't think he'll ever be the leader of a team that ends up winning the title, in my opinion. But, no, he's a good player.
Next series, Cleveland, Indiana – one of the
good
closest,
series.
Very good series. Cleveland won by a thread. What do you think will happen?
It's been such a good series. They've gone back and forth. Obviously, now the power is kind of back in Cleveland's hands because they took game four, a game that got kind of ugly with Lance Stephenson. But hold on one second.
Yeah.
I definitely think that it's been a great series. It continues to be extremely close. And, in the end, it's going to be a barn burner. I think it's going to go seven games. Obviously, last game's at Cleveland. Cleveland has the best player in LeBron James. So, I'd have to go with Cleveland, but it's been a heck of a series so far.
LeBron James had 32 points, J.R. Smith 12, Kyle Korver 18, Jordan Clarkson had 12. For the Pacers, Bojan had 10, Thaddeus Young 12, Miles Turner 17, Oladipo 17, Collison 12, and Lance Stephenson 11. And Sabonis had 19 points, so the whole squad was scoring really well.
Indiana has a very good team, and it's been amazing how well they have done throughout this series. It's been very impressive, to say the least.
After the Sixers, you think they're the second most impressive team?
In the East?
Yeah.
As a team, yeah. Yeah, I would say, how they've played Cleveland, they've taken, it's been a dead heat series. It's two games to two. They might ultimately not win. Right now, there are three games left in the series, and there's a high probability that, Cleveland could win this thing, especially because they have two of the last three games.
They've
been an impressive team. They're a good-looking team. I really like them. But I don't think they ultimately win the series. I still would go Cleveland in seven.
Home court advantage really comes into play with these type of close series, so we'll see what happens. Let's go for predictions for tonight. Who do you got between Houston Rockets and Timberwolves? They'll be playing in Minnesota. Houston is leading 2-1.
Minnesota looked good the other night, and especially playing at home. I don't know. I just have a hard time seeing them winning even another game. They could have won game one. They had their chances in game one. They honestly blew them. Carl Anthony Towns probably didn't get the ball enough. Game two, they got whooped. But then game three, they came out and they won again. I mean, I don't think Towns has played a great series. So if he steps up, who knows? And the thing is, I don't love Houston. They have a great player in James Harden, but, you know, CP3, I don't think he's ever been a great playoff player. And then just the rest of the roster, I think they're a little overrated. But to answer your question, I think they win tonight, and I think they win game five in Houston. But I don't think Houston's that impressive. That's it with that series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next series, OKC versus the Utah Jazz. Ricky Rubio came big. They lead him 2-1. Tonight is game four. This is a must win for OKC. Who do you think will win?
I think Jazz. I think the Jazz are just a terrific team. I think the Jazz are going to go to the Western Conference Finals. I think it's going to be ultimately Jazz versus the Warriors. They do all the little things, and they have players on every level. You know, they have Gobert inside, and they have, you know, Favors. You can play inside. You also can do mid-range. They have Ingles who can ball handle and shoot the three, and then they have Mitchell who's just a stud, get to the rack and shoot 3-2. And then they have Rubio who's really just stepping up and doing it all, passing, facilitating, getting rebounds, playing defense, scoring. So, I mean, they're impressive, man. I think they win this series in six. And I think they'll beat the Houston Rockets. I like them better as a team than Houston.
So
Houston has like one star and then you have Chris Paul and stuff, but I like them better as a team. Who are they gonna start? How's Houston gonna start Rudy Gobert? How's Houston gonna stop both Devin Mitchell and Richard Rubio? I just don't see it. So yeah, Jazz winning this in six, and I think they will play Houston. I think they'll beat Houston.
Who will win tonight?
I said Jazz. That was the first thing I said.
Oh, okay. Jazz will win tonight and the series. That's amazing. I really chose Jazz to be the dark horse of the Western Conference, and I think they're living up to it. Game one, I was like, I don't know, maybe not, but now they really are just gelling. They're not nervous. And just like what we're talking about, I think Ricky Rubio could come up big on these playoff games, and he has. I mean, I think he could beat Harden.
Russ, I don't think it's as much as to stop James Harden, I don't think anyone can really stop James Harden. But who does Houston have other than James Harden?
Not much, man. Just, Chris Paul and Reza, but that's not saying much.
You can't say they don't have much. I mean, they have the best – I mean, I'm not going to say they're not a good team. That'd be absolutely a foolish comment. They try to look at the Rockets roster. Where can you pull that up at?
Let me get that up for you. Rockets squad. We got James Harden, Chris Paul, Gerald Green, Clint,
and
Ryan Anderson, Nene, Eric Gordon, Trevor Ariza, Joe Johnson, Zuqui, PJ Tucker, Mute, Hunter, Black, Anakwa, Marco Brown, and Aaron Jackson.
I mean, they have, and finally, Johnson played for the Jazz earlier in the year. No. He didn't play for. Yeah, he did. I think Johnson played for the Jazz earlier in the year, if I'm not mistaken. But you got Reza and Eric Gordon's been a good player. He's been a sixth man of the year player, and Ryan Anderson's a good. I mean, they do have some good pieces, but Nene can't stop Gobert. Gobert is better inside. I think Joel Ingles is a better swing guy, and he's a good defender too. It'll be him and Ariza going against each other, and Ariza can shoot. But then it's the backcourt of Rubio versus Harden's not a good defensive player. He's never been.
No.
So the thing is, if he's guard, so you're probably going to put Paul on Mitchell. Well, then if you put Rubio, if Rubio hitting shots like he is, and another thing, if you're just laying off, Rubio is going to give him easy passing lanes. He'll pick you apart passing, or you give him some shots, and he's been hitting the shots. And so he will offset anything Harden will do. I think Mitchell's better than Paul right now. Paul's is not the player he used to be, and I don't think you'll be able to stop Donovan Mitchell. And then I think Ingles is better than Ariza, and I definitely think Gobert is better than anyone they have inside. I just think it's a matchup that really Utah can get the better of.
Utah has youth and speed.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that Houston's not a good team. That'd be such a foolish comment. They're the best record in the NBA.
At least I can say that Houston will not sweep Utah. That's for sure.
No. What did you say? Sorry. What did you say?
Houston will not sweep Utah. At least we can say that.
Well, I don't think so. No, I don't. Obviously, I think they're going to lose a series. So, yeah, I definitely don't think they're going to sweep them.
Other big impressive team that I really want to talk about with you is the 76ers. It seems like this team is the best in the East. I'm a Heat fan, but I'm seeing some impressive. This team has youth. They have speed, and they have a lot of good shooters. Do you think the 76ers can go to the finals?
Yeah, they could. I mean, yeah, for sure.
Now that we've seen Cleveland a little bit weak against, Pacers, don't get me wrong, they could get stronger after this series if they come out of it. But, gosh, if the team, look back in their history. Like, they did not have an impressive 10 years before this. And then they got some great draft picks. It's all gelling together.
Yep. I mean, they got Simmons and Nobita are studs, so. Yeah, and then to go with like guys like Redick and Bellinelli, I mean, yeah, they look good, man. I agree with you. I mean, yeah, I could see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, yeah, you could see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals, but yes, I could also see them winning it. I think that they'll beat Houston or Milwaukee. I'm sorry, what am I talking about? They'll beat Boston or Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And then that will probably pit them against Cleveland or Toronto or Indiana. I mean, don't think those series are all tied to too, so we can't say they're over. But I don't think ultimately Indiana. I cannot talk right now. I ultimately think Toronto and Cleveland come out. But I don't know if they both go seven games and then they go seven games with each other. I mean, they could really be beaten up by each other. Let's say the Sixers beat. Let's just say hypothetically the Sixers win over the Heat in five and then beat like four game sweep over the Bucks, and then they barely played any games. They're all rested up. The other two teams have been beating on each other, and they just wipe the floor with them. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, there's a good chance that, yeah, 76ers probably definitely can make the Eastern Conference Finals, if not the NBA Finals.
And there you have it, Ty Turner, NBA playoffs. By the way, you got to come back on before the draft to have your final selection.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Oh yeah, I got it going, bro. I got it already, and I already know who I have going first.
This might be the first time since 1983 that we'll see five quarterbacks in the top 10.
Okay, am I allowed to say something? I'll quickly give a. I don't think there'll be five in the top 10.
Okay.
No, I don't think that. It could be. There could be, but who are you thinking is the fifth quarterback selected in the top 10?
We'll have to wait till Thursday.
Because Lamar Jackson's not getting selected in the top 10. I'd be shocked if he is. And I don't think Rudolph does. So it leaves it to four. And yes, I do think four quarterbacks get selected in the top 10. I do think that, yes.
And the very last time was 1983, which that class had Dan Marino.
Yeah, I think it had Dan Marino. Was that Elway too?
I think so. Let me double check. 1983 draft class.
Marino fell. Marino wasn't a top 10 pick.
Well, he went to the Super Bowl his rookie season.
It doesn't matter. He still didn't. He wasn't a top 10 pick. I don't think
okay.
Marino was even picked.
It was.
What does that have to do? He went to the Super Bowl. He might go to the Super Bowl. He wasn't a top 10 pick.
John Elway was in that draft class, and Todd Blackledge.
And he, what a superstar he turned into. He's a good announcer. He was not worth a damn in the NFL. Sorry.
It's okay. Kids are listening to this.
By the way, Dan Marino was first round. Take that back. But he was 27th pick. And it was in the same draft. It was 1983.
With Jim Kelly and...
Yeah. Hold on. I got number one, John Elway. Number seven, Todd Blackledge. Number 14. What are you talking about? Five.
Yeah. ESPN told me that this morning, and they got it wrong. Sorry.
What are you talking about? Someone's been drinking. Okay. You got number 14, Jim Kelly. Number 15, Tony Eason. And then you got number 24, Ken O'Brien. And then you got number 27, Dan Marino. So you have one, two, three, four, five, six quarterbacks drafted in the first round. So I think what you saw was six quarterbacks drafted in the first round. And if you say, do I think that there's going to be six quarterbacks drafted in the first round? Yes, I do think there could be.
There you go. There you have it. And where's Chubbs going?
I'm not convinced. I'm going with five. But I think there could be a 6-1. It depends on what the Patriots do.
Ooh.
If the Patriots draft a quarterback, then there'll be six.
Which they could.
But six quarterbacks in the top 10, no way. I don't think Lamar Jackson or Mason Rudolph goes to the top 10.
Tyler, come back on Thursday. I think it starts Thursday night, but definitely you got to be on during Thursday's show.
Okay, let's do it earlier.
And just write it down. Make sure you have everything written down. I have mine written down, and we'll just go over our predictions. I heard the Bills are not going to trade their draft pick to the Giants. They have not agreed to it to any condition. So.
No, but they might. I could see them drafting up with the Broncos or with the Colts.
If I were the Bills, that's not working.
The Bills need a quarterback. It's a quarterback draft. The Bills are going to get a quarterback. So if they sit at 12, they're going to end up with the fifth quarterback, which would probably be, I think they'd go with Rudolph. I want six quarterbacks to go in the first round. If six quarterbacks don't go in the first round, this draft's a failure.
Yeah, I mean, if your team needs a quarterback and you have a quarterback that's 37 years old, you better pick one.
It's a quarterback-driven league. This is the best draft for quarterbacks. It's not going to be a great year next year. Probably won't be a great year the year after. I tell you what, there are some good young quarterbacks in college football, though. There's a couple of freshmen. When they come out in like 3 years, that's going to be a good draft. In about 3-4 years, there's going to be a really good quarterback draft because there are some real studs that are either going to be freshmen or redshirt freshmen or sophomores. So just keep that on your radar. I'm a big high school, I follow high school recruiting and I follow college football. So in about 3 years, there's going to be another draft, which you'll see 4 or 5 guys go in the first round.
T. Turner, how can people reach you?
Hit me up on Twitter, TTTurner2.
There you go. And if you have any questions, leave a comment below. Please subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. That could help us out on the rankings. And leave a review in iTunes so we can have better rankings. Thank you very much for joining the Sportscast. Ty Turner is going to watch some playoff game tonight, and I am going to watch some games as well. Thank you, Ty, for coming on.
Thank you. All right, see you, man.